Today's Shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tes Zayin. We're going to chazer over from the very top of the Omud. We had read this Brisa yesterday, but this Brisa, well, it finished off a discussion from yesterday's Shir, is going to be the start of a new discussion. So just remind us that we learned in the Brisa. Now, it says on the side of the Sarsa Shas that there is also a Mishnah that's very similar to this, but since this is really quoting the Tosefta, because it states specifically that this is Divrei Rav Meir, that's why it's called the Brisa here and not a Mishnah, which is a very similar Mishnah that can be found in Taurus. So this Brisa had taught us a machlokes between Rav Meir and seemingly that Rabbi Elazar held like him as well, a second opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and then a third opinion of Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. What is this price about? So we said, Sofek Mashi, very top line, Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. We did this yesterday, but again, we'll chazer it now. If you have Sofek Mashkin, if you have a situation that there's a Sofek whether these Mashkin are Tomei or not. So, Li Tomei, Tomei. In regards to being Tomei themselves, we say, you have to say that they are considered Tomei al Sofek. But Li Tomei Acherim, but to go and be Metami something else, Tohar Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that they don't have the ability to go and transmit Tumah down. Mashkim don't have the ability to transmit Tumah in this situation. So for themselves, we do have to consider themselves Tomei. But Mashkim cannot transmit Tumah further. And this was the opinion of Meir. And V'chein Yorbe Elazar Omer Kedvarv. This statement will be a source of question in the first part of today's shir. The real Lazar seems to be saying the exact same thing as Remeir, V'chein Haya Rabbi Lazar Omer Kidvarov, like his words, which is plural. So it seems that he's holding like Remeir in regards to everything. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La Kol Tomei. We consider them Tomei in regards to everything. For themselves, we consider them Tomei, and they can be Metamei. Ochlin Umashkin, they can further transmit down the line. So Rav Yehuda is the most machmir opinion. He says that this beverage, this liquid, is capable of going to be metame other things, both food items and even utensils. So this is a very machmir opinion. Rav Yehuda is the exact opposite of Rav Meir, possibly Rav Elazar, and the Rav Yehuda says it can be metame, liquids can be metame everything further, and Rav Meir says they can't be metame anything further. Then you have the compromise opinion of Rav Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Rav Yossi and Rabbi Shimon omrim la'ochlin tmeim, it can go be metame foods, however, la'kelim torim, but it can't be metame utensils down the line. So we have these three opinions again, and now we're going to discuss them. These three opinions were used to solve a problem from yesterday's shiur, which we're not going to talk about now, but now we'll discuss this further. So it appears that Rabbi Elazar holds like Rav Meir to say that the liquids themselves can become Tomei, however, they can transmit Tumah to the next thing that they touch. So is that really true? The Sava Rabbi Elazar, Mashkin Islu Tumah Ba'olam? So this opinion, at least according to Rav Meir, certainly states that the liquids themselves do have Tumah. But now we're going to question, does Rabbi Elazar hold that? Because he's saying, V'chein yo Rabbi Elazar omer kedvarav, it implies that Rabbi Elazar holds like Rav Meir, that the liquids themselves at least can be tummy, even though they can't transmit it to the things that they come into contact with. But now we're going to have another Bryce that it seems to suggest otherwise. Well, Tanya, we have a Bryce that tells us Rabbi Elazar omer, Rabbi Elazar says, Ein tumma lemashkim kol ikar. This Bryce says, Beferish, the Rabbi Elazar says that liquids do not have tumma mid daraisa. Mid the Rabbanan, everybody agrees that there's a certain tumma that can be attached to them. But he says, on a daraisa level, the Bryce clearly states, Rabbi Elazar omer, Ein tumma lemashkim kol ikar, that liquids do not have the capability of accepting tumma on a deraisa level. It's only me, the Rabbanan, that they have the ability to accept Tumah and possibly to transmit Tumah. Now, he says further in this Braisa Teda, you should know that this is true, as Rashi says, very top line in the wide lines in the Rashi, the Ein Lahem Tumah, I'll show you that this is true, the Ein Lahem Tumah Torah, that Elazar holds that there is no Tumah deraisa for liquids, kol ikar at all, period. Vafilu l'tumas atzma, never mind not to transmit, but even they themselves can't get Tumah. The Braisa continues and says that Rabbi Elazar says, Shaharei Hayin. Now, the Girsa that we have in our Gemaras is Yosef ben Yoezer Ish Sreida. But it's in parentheses, and it says on the side, Tzorch Lamar Rebbe Yossi. This we have in Pirkei Avos, Yosef ben Yoezer Ish Sreida. So I'm not sure that there were actually two people here, just different Girsos. Rashi seems to be using the Girsa of Yosef, which is the Girsa that our Gemara has, but we're more familiar with the term Rebbe Yossi ben Yoezer Ish Sreida, so I'll use that terminology as well. Either one is fine. So he says, Rabbi Elazar, that I'll show you that this great Tana, Rebbe Yossi ben Yoezer Ish Sreida, says in regards to al about an El Kamtsa. Rashi explains that an El Kamtsa is a min chogov, shmo El Kamtsa. It's a certain type of grasshopper known as the El Kamtsa. And dochon is a term in Aramaic that means tohar. Dochon, shutar. The kosher l'achila. Rashi says dochad means tar, and it's permissible to eat. This is a kosher grasshopper. Again, our mesorah amongst Ashkenazim is we don't eat grasshoppers, but there are those from the Edos, Ateban, the Edos HaMizrach, that do in fact have a mesorah still to eat grasshoppers, and they do. There are kosher grasshoppers, and there are non-kosher grasshoppers. So this El Kamtza, he testified, was a kosher grasshopper. And furthermore, he said, Al El Kamtza dochon, that it's tahar, the Al Mashkin Beis Mitbechaya, and about the liquids that are found in the Beis HaMikdash, in what was known as the Beis Mitbechaya. Rashi explains that this is a place in the Azorah that is in the northern side of the Azorah, where there was a lot of flaying of the animals and cleaning of the animals, so there was a lot of blood over there. Kigon Hadam v'Hamayim, and he said, Rav Yossi, Ish Tzreda, Yossi ben Yoezer, Ish Tzreda said that Al Mashkin Beis Mitbechaya, that the blood and the water that is found over there is also Dochan. It doesn't have the ability to accept Tumah on a Daraisa level. And doesn't seem to say that there are any exceptions to this rule. So therefore, how can you tell me that Rabbi Elazar holds like Rav Meir? Rav Meir says that liquids do have the ability to accept Tumah Daraisa, and this Braisa says Beferish. It goes against the other Braisa, where we said that Rabbi Elazar, in the first Braisa that we brought down, says that he seems to hold Kedvar like Rav Meir, that liquids can't accept Tumah, and in this Braisa, he clearly states they can't accept Tumah. What's going on? As Rashi says, clearly, Alma, Tumas Mashkin Durabanan, according to Rabbi Elazar, who holds like Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer, Ish Sreda, in the second Braisa, which is a stira to the first Braisa, which says that it's a Daraisa. So Gemara attempts to reconcile the two Braisas with the following. It is the Machlokis Rav Shmuel that we'll learn about more later in the Shia today, but now we just touch upon it. And it says, this goes well. We can say that we can reconcile these two Braisas to say that Rabbi Elazar is not disagreeing with himself. Hanichel Shmuel, that's according to the opinion of Shmuel. It's Machlokis Rav Shmuel. According to Shmuel, what's Shmuel's opinion? The Omar, Dochon Militame Tumas Acherim, Avol Tumas Atzmon Yeshlem. So Shmuel explains the second Braisa when it says Dochon, when Yossi ben Yoezer eats Sreda, which Rabbi Elazar agrees with, says that it's Dochon, it's Tar, it means from being able to transmit Tumah further down the line. Ah, that's exactly like the first Braisa that we had said. Rabbi Elazar holds like Rav Meir, that it itself accepts Tumah, but it can't transmit it down the line. So if that's how you understand Dochon in the second Braisa, Shapir, oh, works out very, very well. The first and second Braisa are perfectly in agreement with each other. Both of them, Rabbi Elazar holds like Rav Meir, and he holds like Rav Yossi ben Yoezer eats Sreda, and both of them hold that liquids can accept Tumah, but can't transmit it to anything else. Oh, Shapir, wonderful. Shmuel reconciles very easily the two Braises. However, Elul Rav, but if you hold like Rav, Rav says the Omar, when it says in the second Braise, it means Dochon Mamish, it means that they are tar not only to transmit Tumah, but they themselves have no capability of accepting Tumah on a Deraisa level, these Dam and Maim of the Mashkin of the base Mitbechaya. So then you have a stira. Michael and Mamre, how do you reconcile the first Braisa with the second Braisa? Again, first Braisa says that there is capability of accepting Tumah on the Raisa level, and the second Braisa says that you can't. And if they're both in the name of Rabbi Lazar, there's a stira. According to Rav, Michael and Mamre, what are you going to say? So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no problem. When we have the first Braisa, when it says, V'chein Hoya Rav Meir, when we say that Rav Elazar holds like the words of Rav Meir, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says it's only going achada, it's only going on one of the statements of Rav Meir. What is that? Rav Elazar agrees that if you have a question of are the liquids tamei or not, that they don't transmit it further. But he doesn't agree with the first part of the rule that says that the liquids themselves are tamei. He says Rav Elazar holds not like Rav Meir. He was like Rav Yossi ben Yoezer. He said in the second Braisa that the liquids themselves don't have the ability to accept Tumah upon themselves. And he agrees with Rav Meir that in the sense that they don't transmit, that he agrees with Rav Meir 100%. So when he says, I agree with Rav Meir that it doesn't transmit, he says, I agree with Rav Meir it doesn't even transmit on a Durabanon level. I personally hold that it doesn't even have the ability to contract Tumah itself on a Daraisa level. Oh, Rav Meir says it can contract Tumah on a Daraisa level, but we both agree that it can't transmit on a Durabanon level even. Certainly doesn't transmit on a Daraisa level to Rav Elazar because it can't even accept Tumah itself on a Daraisa level, so it's not even a Chashash, a Shaila. That of course it doesn't transmit Tumah on a Daraisa level if you can't accept it on a Daraisa level. But he says, I agree with Rav Meir, that Rav Meir, who says it accepts it on a Daraisa level, says that the rabbis were not gozer on the Mashkin Beis Mitbechaya, that it can transmit Tumah on a Durabanan level when it's a Sofek. That's what Rav Elazar agrees with Rav Meir. And that's how Rav Nachman by Yitzchak would reconcile the two brises according to Rav. Where it says that the language doesn't fit. As I pointed out, there are two problems. It says, V'chein haya Rav Elazar. So V'chein seems to imply he likewise agreed. And then it says, Kidvar Rav, which implies plural. So the Gemara starts off and says, V'ha Kidvar Rav Kamar. His number one problem is, it seems to say he agrees with all of his words, not just some of his words. Then Afishe, which implies everything, plural. And V'od, it says, V'ha V'chein Kitani. It says, and likewise, which implies both. Someone says, Kasha, you're right. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Teretz has some problems with it. Again, when we use the term Kasha, it's not schlugged up totally. There's a Teretz. The Gemara just doesn't, at this point, decide to tell us what the Teretz is. Fine. Now, this reconciles, according to Shmuel and according to Rav, the two brises. Now we're going to focus on this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel themselves. Gufa. Again, we have Gufa, it means we're repeating this machlokas. So we have Rav Amar. Rav says that Dochon Mamish, when the second brisa said the Rav Elazar holds with Yosef ben Yoreza Ish Sreida, and says that the liquids are Dochon, it means not only can they not transmit Tumah, but they don't accept Tumah themselves on a Daraisa level. And Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel Amar, Dochon Milatane. They can't transmit Tumah on a Daraisa level. However, Tumas, that's Tumas Acherim. That's only to transmit to somebody else. However, Aval Tumas Atzmon Yeshlem, but they do accept Tumah on a Daraisa level. Again, fundamental difference between Rav and Shmuel and the understanding of Rav Elazar as he understood Rav Yosef ben Yoreza Ish Sreida. So, let's explain this now. Rav Amar Dochon Mamish, when Rav says that the liquids themselves cannot accept Tumah on a Daraisa level, Ksovar Tumas Mashin Durabon. He says this whole concept of liquids being able to accept Tumah and transmit Tumah is purely a Durabonon. And therefore, the rabbis were gozer, the Heimamru, the Heimamru. Sometimes they were gozer, sometimes they were not. The Chigaz Rabbonon. When did the rabbis say that there is this Tumah Durabonon that liquids can accept and transmit? That's only Bimashkin the Amma. That's talking about regular liquids all over the world. However, they never made such a gzera that liquids in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis Mitbechaya, can accept or transmit Tumah. Or Bimashkin Beis Mitbechaya, low gozer. They were not gozer in this situation. That's how Rav understands the second brice. In general, liquids can accept Tumah midirabonim. They can transmit Tumah midirabonim, but not in the mashkin of the Beis Mitbechaya. As we said, the dam and the mayim that are found over there. On the other hand, Shmuel disagrees. Ushmuel Amar, no. On a deraisa level, when we say dochon militame tumas acherim, it means that they can't transmit on a deraisa level. However, avol tumas atzun yesh lohen, but they can accept tum on a deraisa level. That's what Rav Elazar holds, and that's what he says. Rav Yosef ben Yoreza Ish Sreida holds. Therefore, ksavar tumas mashkin atzun deraisa. This ability of liquids to accept tumah is a din deraisa, and therefore the rabbis can't do anything about the base mitbechaya. They can't change the deraisa around. So their capability, when they make a gzera derabanan, can only affect heimamru heimamru. They can say sometimes this is matami, this is not matami on a derabanan level. So therefore, Shmuel holds Rav Elazar says they can only accept tumah mitderaisa. He agrees, Rav Elazar, Yosef Ish Sreida, they both agree that it can't transmit on a deraisa level. Therefore, the rabbis can make a din about transmitting midrabanan. And therefore, letame acherim, they instituted gzeira in general, derabanan. But where did they institute this gzeira? V'chi gozer rabanan, this gzeira, they only did it b'mashkin d'yama. They did it for liquids all over the world, but not in the basement b'chaya. B'mashkin, basement b'chaya, lo gozer. And therefore, v'chi lo gozer rabanan, letamuy acherim. Therefore, they never will gozer that the Mashkin Beis Mitbechaya have the ability, midrabanan, to go and transmit Tumah, the dam and the water of the Beis Mitbechaya, midrabanan, and certainly midaraisa, cannot transmit Tumah further. Hey Mamru, the rabbi said that other liquids can transmit midrabanan, but the Mashkin Beis Mitbechaya cannot transmit midrabanan. But on the basic din daraisa, that they accept Tumah, Tumas Atzman, Yeshlam. The rabbis don't have the ability to say that the Mashkin Beis Mitbechaya don't accept Tumah midaraisa. If it accepts Tumah midaraisa, the rabbis can't say it doesn't accept Tumah midaraisa. So therefore, when Rav Elazar and Rav Yosef ben Yoreza Ish Sreida say dachon, according to Shmuel, it means midaraisa liquids can accept Tumah, and the rabbis would go there only on the mayim and the dam and other liquids outside the Beis Mitbechaya that they can transmit Tumah midrabanan, but they would never go there on the mashkin Beis Mitbechaya. Again, on the daraisa, they can't make any statement. They can't change things around. Only on the derabanans, heim amru, the heim amru. That's how we understand the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Now the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Huna bar Chinina libre. Rav Huna bar Chinina said to his son, Ki ailis l'kami d'rapapa. When you go to yeshiva, when you go up to Rav Papa, Rami Legon asking the following question on Shmuel Shita. Does Shmuel really hold, as we just said, Midaraisa, they accept Tumah, and Midarabanan outside the basement Mechaya, they can transmit Tumah, Midarabanan, but not in the basement Mechaya? Did Shmuel really say that? Miyabai Shmuel. Did he say, Docha Militami Tumas Acherim, Abo Tumas Atzvan Yeshlam? Did he say that there is no capability to transmit Tumah Midaraisa? But on a Darabanan level, yes. But on a deraisa level, no. Is that really true? Avol tumas atzmi yeshlam, but they do have their own tumah. So if they have their own tumah midaraisa, it's impossible that they can transmit it. That's what he said. Go and ask your Rebbe, Rav Papa, because the pasuk says, Kari Khan, how does he understand? How would Shmuel understand the pasuk? It says, Vabasar asher yigah b'chol tomei lo yechel. The basar of kachim that comes into contact with kol tomei, anything that is tomei, lo yechel, you're no longer allowed to eat it because it has accepted tumah. It has gotten the tumah from the kol tomei, anything that's tumah that it comes into contact with. Now, the question again, Rav Huna Bar Chinuna says to his son to go and ask what Papa is, if Shmuel is really saying over here that they're tumah on a daraisa level, these liquids of the basement b'chaya, how can they not transmit on a daraisa level, based upon this pasuk, because the pasuk says that if basar kachim comes into contact with anything that's tamei, implying even mashkim, if they're metamei on a daraisa level, so then these mashkim can also transmit on a daraisa level, based upon this pasuk, v'chol tamei lo yechal. If basar kachim comes into contact with anything that's tamei on a daraisa level, it becomes tamei itself. And if these mashkim are tamei on a daraisa level, then by definition, they also must be able to transmit kash on Shmuel. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not a problem. Amar Rav Shisha, Breda Ravidi, he explains the answer is, Mide Dahava Arevi Bekodesh. No, this is analogous. This Mashkim Debes Mit Bechaya, while it's Tomei on the Raisa level, it's like it was Tomei only on the Revi level. And a Revi by Kachim is Tomei itself, but cannot transmit Tomei. By Kachim, you only go down to Revi, but it can't go down to a Chamishi. Everybody agrees that Revi can transmit to a Chamishi, so even though it says B'chol Tomei, this Revi is Tomei, but it doesn't transmit it, so too, we treat the Mashkim on a Daraisa level that a Tomei as being a Revi, and therefore they can transmit it further. That's a Rav Shisha, Breda Ravidi wants to answer up Shmuel. Or says that's not right. Mashkim Ravashi, Ravashi questions this, and he says, Revi Bakodesh lo ikre Tomei. We have a very simple answer to that. The Pasuk says, Kol Tomei. We don't find the Revi being called Tomei. Rashi points out we only learn out of Revi through a Kal v'chomer, and in general, we use the term Revi, we use the term Pasul, we don't use the term Tomei. Now, it is in fact Tomei, we're not questioning its Tumah status. Revi is Tomei, however, we don't use the terminology Tomei. So when the Pasul says B'chol Tomei, it's not referring to Revi, and therefore, you can't give the argument like Rav Shisha Breda Ravidi wanted to do, to say that this Tumah, the Araisa, is like a Revi and can transmit. That's just simply not correct. We don't find that a Revi is called Tomei. It's called Pasul. So therefore, this liquid that it became Tomei on a Daraisa level would be able to transmit to the Basar Kachim that goes against the Sheet of Shmuel. And again, Kasha, we got a problem. Again, when Gemara says Kasha, doesn't mean it's schlugged up, but it's a Kasha. So we have a Kasha on both Rav's understanding and we have a Kasha on Shmuel's understanding. Now Gemara is going to go through a series of brises to try to slug up mostly Rav's Shita. We're not going to end up doing so. We're going to end up leaving it. Rav is okay and Shmuel is okay. It's a machlokas. Toshma. The first brise that we bring down is as follows. The pasuk says, V'chol mashke asher yishoseh v'chol keli yitma. This pasuk from Shemini tells us that any mashke that you want to drink, yitma, it can become tameh. Now, this pasuk clearly states, not like Rav, it clearly states that a mashka can become tummy. How does Rav understand this pasuk? It's an outright statement to Rav. So Rav would answer, no, what does it mean, my yitma? What does it mean that it will become tummy? You know, it means hirshir. It means that when liquids come into contact with a solid, it makes it mukshul akabal tumma. It makes it capable of setting tumma. If a solid doesn't have water or any of the other six liquids, the famous seven liquids, yad, shochat, dam is the mnemonic for that. You have the yud standing for yayin. Dalit, first dalit can stand for dam. Then you have the shin of shochat. The shin stands for shemen. The ches stands for cholov, milk. You have The Tes then stands for Tal, that's Yad Shochat. Then the Dalet, the second Dalet, is Dvash, honey. And then the final, Yad Shochat Dam, the final Mem, is Mayim. So these seven liquids, all of them make a solid capable of accepting Tumah. If the solid, your apple, doesn't come into contact with one of these seven liquids, even though it comes into contact with something that's Tumah, it's not capable of accepting the Tumah. You have to be Machshir, you have to make it capable of accepting Tumah. And that's how Rav understands the Pasuk. Yitma, it means it's Hichshir. It means that it's capable of making other things Mukshir L'kabel Tumah. That's how Rav would understand Yitma. Where it says that's simply not necessary. If you're telling me that the word Yitma means to make it Mukshir L'kabel Tumah, well, look at the first part of the Pasuk. Hichshir Mereisha Dekra Shamaslay. We already learned about making something being water, liquids, making things being makabel tumah, being able to be mukshul kabel tumah. That's from the beginning of the pasuk. The beginning pasuk says mikola ochel asher yeochel. Now we have a gomer asher yovo olav mayim. That's the gomer. And then it says uchol mashke asher yishusem uchol kli yitma. So this pasuk in Shmini has two components to it, two parts to it. The first part tells me that something that comes into contact with one of the Zion liquids becomes Mushal Kabul Tumah. We call it Ochal Asher Yochal, foods that you eat. Asher Yovo Olav Mayim. If they had water come upon them, then the Mushal Kabul Tumah. So then why would you need the second part of Mashka Asher Yishoseb, Chokli Yitma, to tell me the same din of being Mushal Kabul Tumah? So, Rav, you're still problematic. How can you tell me that Yitma means to be Mushal Kabul Tumah? The first part of the Pasuk told me that. Someone says, no, you need both the first and second part of the pasuk to teach me two aspects of the din of liquids being able to make something mukshul kabel tumah. Chad b'tlushin, v'chad b'mechubarim. You need the first part of the pasuk to tell me that waters or other liquids that are detached from their place are capable of making something mukshul kabel tumah, and even stuff that's mechubar, it's still attached to the ground, water that's attached to the ground. V'chad b'mechubarim, to tell me that that is also capable, if the liquid comes into contact with it, to make it mukshul kabel tumah. Utzrich, you need both. Why can't you learn one from the other? Because the Ashminam b'tlushin, if you only told me the case of tlushin, that waters that are detached from their place, they're capable of making makshul something like kabel tumah, but not water, let's say, in a lake or in a well. So then, you know why? I would have said that when you remove it, Bitlushin Mishum Dach Shevinu. I took this water, Rashi says, and I want this water, so you're giving it a certain chashivas. Oh, if you give it a certain chashivas, you're making it something that's significant, then it can be machshir something like Kabel Tumah. But if it's just lying where it was, it's in the lake, it's in the puddle, it's in the well, so then, Avu Mechubarim, if it's attached to the ground, I would say it's not choshev, and therefore, it cannot be machshir something like Kabel Tumah. Aim alo, I would say no. Oh, so then, if I just know if it's Mechubarim, then I'll certainly know Tlushin. No, that's not right. If you only taught me by Mechubarim, if you only use one part of the pasuk to tell me Mechubarim, if you taught me Mechubarim, you know what I would have said? Mishum dekayme beduchtayu, therefore chashive, because it's in its place where it came from, so therefore it's choshev. But once you remove it, if you take it away, if you go avol b'tlushin, if you go and remove it from the well, and you put it into a bucket, so then I would say, emelo, maybe that's not considered choshev. If you look at it from the opposite point of view, it's only when it's in its duchtayu, when it's only in its place, then it's considered choshev. Once you remove it from its place, it's no longer considered choshev. So therefore, I would have had a havamina to say that it only applies to tlushin and not mechubarim, or a havamina to say it only applies to mechubarim and not tlushin. That's why tzricha, you need both parts of the pasuk to tell me this din. So Rav is okay. Yitma could mean making it mukshul kabel tumah and not saying that it accepts tumah itself. Rav shita the midaraisa, liquids don't accept tumah, is not shlugged up by this pasuk. Try again, Toshma, another brisa. The pasuk tells us also in Shmini, Ach mayon uvar mikve mayim yet tohar. It says a mayon and a bar, their waters are tar. Rashi says the implication of that is the ashmin and hol muchubarin, since they're attached to the ground, lo mitamu, they can't accept tumah. Implication being hot tlushin, if they're uprooted, if they're taken away from the ground, mikablin tumah. V'kashel Rav. So this is a problem with Rav. It says the mayan and bar, they're not accepting tumah, implying other waters can accept tumah. Kashan Rav. So Gemara says, no, what does it mean over here? May yietar. When the pasuk says that these waters, the mayan and bar, yietar, they will be tar, it doesn't mean that they themselves are tar as opposed to other waters that are tame. It means that they can purify somebody, mi tumah so. You can go and immerse yourself in a mikvah. You can immerse yourself in a mayan, and you become tar. As Rashi says, im yavo ha-tame, if a tame person goes into the mayan or the bor mikvah mayim, yeah, tar, he becomes tar. Hoel v'toval, because he immersed himself in these bodies of water. Implication, however, is ha-shu'uvim, if it's drawn water, lo mitari lo. That can't make a person tar. So this pasuk, yeah, tar, has nothing to do with the liquids themselves. It has to do with their capabilities of being metaher, a tame person. Again, Rav, no problem for him to say that on a daraisa level, the liquids themselves don't accept tumma. You don't have either of these two psukim that we just tried to bring down against Rav. Now the Gemara asks a question. By the way, you just told me, utlushin, mi machshir, and you just said the tlushin, the answer that Rav gave, the first part of the pasuk, second part of the pasuk, you needed to tell me that both tlushin and mechubarim can be machshir, something in the Kabbalah Tumah. Is that really true? Utlushin, mi machshir, are waters that are no longer attached to the ground, are they capable of actually making something mushal Kabbalah Tumah? Well, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, are Gemara. Now, here it says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina tells us, mashkin beis mit mechaya, lo dayin shein dachin. It's not enough that they themselves are tar, el shein machshir. They don't even have the ability to make something mushal Kabbalah Tumah. Never mind that they themselves can't accept Tumah, they can't even make something else Moshe L'Kabbal Tumah. Now, if this is the Mashkin Beis Mit Mechaya, they're Tlushin, they're no longer where they originally were. It says, Beferish, from Rav Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, that they don't have the capability of making something Machshir L'Tumah. They can't make the Moshe L'Kabbal Tumah. So how can you tell me over here that Tlushin are capable of doing so? So Gemara says, no, Tirgumah Al-Dam. This statement of Yosef Chanina is only talking about dam. It's not talking about waters. So water can make something of its tlushin mushal kabel tuma, but dam, you're right, can't. The Amar Ruchia bar Abba, Amar Yochanan, that Ruchia bar Abba sending Rav Yochanan, minayin ledam kachim she'eno machshir. The dam cannot go. Dam kachim cannot go, even though it's one of the seven liquids, right? The dalit was dam, so it is one of the seven liquids. Yad shochad dam. Dam is generally one of the seven liquids that can be making something mushal kabel tuma, but Ruchia bar Abba said in the name of Yochanan that dam kachim cannot do so. And how do we know this? Minayin ledam kachim she'enu machshir? Because the pasuk says shenemar alo oretz tishbichenu kamoim. The pasuk tells us that dam can be spilled on the ground like water. That type of dam can make something mushal kabel tuma. Dam shenishpach kamayim is machshir. Only dam. What does it say? Alo oretz tishbichenu kamoim, like water. So dam that can be spilled, it doesn't have a mitzvah to go and put it on the mizbeach. That type of dam can be machshir something like kabel tuma. We turn to Yom Beis. However, dam she'eino nishpach kamayim, dam that doesn't get spilled on the ground, i.e., you have to put it up on the mizbeach. You have the applications of the dam, the chatas the four times, the shtayim shem arba for the ola, the other kachi kadoshim shlamim. So they have those two applications that are four. You have the bechor and others. They only have one application. So dam she'ein nishbach chabayim, it has to be put up in the mizbeach. That dam kachim eino machshir. The way we understood that psukim, the Rav's teretz, that is the need for the pasuk to tell me both tlushim and the second part of the pasuk to tell me mechubarim. That fits in. It's not a kasha. However, it is a kasha. The word says maskal or Rishul Rami. Rishul Rami says, what about dam tamtzis? Hare dam tamtzis. Now, dam tamtzis is what we would call not lifeblood. It's blood that just comes out very slowly. So this dam tamtzis is not able to be used on the mizbeach. You have to use what we call lifeblood. You have to use the dam that comes out right when you make the incision, and you have to do that Kabbalah in a Kli Sharis, and that dam that you collected the Kli Sharis that comes out, the arterial blood that comes out right from the beginning, that's the dam that you have in the Kli Sharis that you did the Kabbalah on, that can do the Zrik on. Dam Tamsis, the blood that just is dripping out at the end, this dam Tamsis is nishpach kamayim, because you're not allowed to put it on the mizbeach. So therefore, it's nishpach kamayim. So hari dam tamsis is nishpach kamayim, the eino machshir, yet dam tamsis doesn't make something mukshal kabel tumah, and even though it's nishpach kamayim, how come then you're telling me that there are different types of dam over here, nishpach kamayim, that can be machshir something like kabel tumah. If it's not nishpach kamayim, it can't be machshir kabel tumah. But here, dam tamsis is nishpach kamayim, and it's not machshir l'kabel tumah kasha. So Amar Rezera tells Rav Shmuel bar Ami, no, hanach l'dam tamsis, leave dam tamsis out of the question. Why? Because dafil b'cholin, even in regards to cholin, nami lo machshir. Dam tamsis is not one of the seven liquids. I dam is, but dam tamsis is not. It's only dam that is dam hu anefesh that is capable of making something machshir l'kabel tumah, but not dam tamsis. And where does he get this from? So the Gemara says that kibla minei Rav Shmuel bar Ami. Rav Shmuel bar Ami heard the explanation himself from Rav Zeira. Kibla minei, he heard the explanation from Rav Zeira as follows. The Omer Rechmona, the pasuk says, Ra chazak lebilti achol hadam. You're not allowed to go and eat dam. ki adam wa nefesh, you are prohibited to go and eat dam because it's dam that is nefesh. That's what's prohibited. Dam sha nefesh yotzobo kari dam. Only the lifeblood, the dam that comes out, that is spurting arterial blood, that is the dam that is kari dam ha nefesh. That dam is prohibited to be eating on a daraisa level. But dam tamtzis, dam sha ein ha nefesh yotzobo, ain't no kari dam. That's not also on a daraisa level. If a person sucks the blood on his finger, he has a little wound or a little cut on his finger, he sucks the blood, you're not allowed to do that. But it's only us in the Rabbanon. That's a Rabbanon, because the rabbis say, if you eat this blood, you may eat that blood. So the rabbis will go there, you can't even have dam tamtzis to eat. But on daraisa level, only hadam wa nefesh, only lifeblood, is considered osir, and therefore only lifeblood is the dam that is capable of making something mushal kabatuma. Dam hatam says never can do that. Not only by kachim can't do that, but even by chulin. So therefore we have no problem. Try again. Toshma dam shenitmu uzroko. The Brisa tells us that if dam became tame and you did a zrika on it, so it depends. Bishogeg, if you did the zrika by accident, you didn't realize it was Tommy, you didn't realize you're not allowed to do it, hurtza. So then the Kohen Gadol, who is the tzitz is meratza, and this korban is accepted. Now, this clearly states that it's dam that was Tommy, and yet the tzitz can be meratza. So how can you, Rav, say that dam liquids can't accept tuma deraisa? Here it clearly says that it can. And the price finishes off, by the way, b'mezi l'hurtza. But if you intentionally did this recut knowing that it was tameh and that you're not allowed to do this, so then the tzitz is in meratza. Now, clearly, over here, the price tells us that dam is makabel tuma. How can Rav say that when Yosef ben Yoezer said that the basement b'chaya doesn't accept tuma, Rav had said it doesn't accept Tumah itself. Shmuel had said it doesn't transmit Tumah, so that's no problem. It doesn't transmit Tumah. But here it clearly says the Dam Shenitmu, it does become Tumah, Kashan, Rav's understanding of Yosef ben Yoezer Yisreida. So the Gemara says, this price is Tumah midirabbanon, that this Dam, while it cannot accept Tumah on a Daraisa level, it can accept it on a Dirabbanon level. Now, Rav Yosef ben Yoezer Yisreida said it can transmit it even on a Derabbanan level, according to Rav, and this Brisa disagrees with Rav Yosef ben Yoezer. Udalo, again, we have the Girsa, Ki Yosef ben Yoezer Yisreida, or Ki Rav Yosef ben Yoezer Yisreida. Rav Yosef ben Yoezer Yisreida, according to Rav, says, of course it doesn't accept it on a Derais level, and the rabbis who goes it, it doesn't accept it even on a Derabbanan level. The rabbi Zera about liquids being able to transmit was only for liquids the Alma, Mashkin the Alma, but not on the Mashkin the basement Bechaya. But this Brisa says that not like Rav Yosef ben Yoezer, Udalo, Ki Yosef ben Yoezer Yisreida, Ki Rav Yosef ben Yoezer Yisreida, because he holds that it can, this Brisa holds that it can transmit on a Derabbanan level. Try again. Toshma, Alma Hatzitz Meratze, what does the Kohen Gadol tzitz, the frontlet that the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead, one of the Shmona Begadim, the Kohen Gadol, was the tzitz, Alma Hatzitz Meratze. The tzitz is capable of being meratze, making a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to say, accept certain things that otherwise would not be acceptable. So the Brisa tells us, Al Hadam, on blood, V'al HaBosar, on meat, V'al HaChelev, on the sacrificial fats, Shenitma, that they became Tameh, whether they became Tameh B'Mishoge, B'Mezid, whether they were intentionally made Tameh, or something happened, a Shogeg, that they made them tummy. He touched it without realizing it. Something like that. Or ben onus ben ratzon. Ratzon and mazit are very similar. Onus and shogig are a little bit different. So through some sort of an accident or intentionally, or ben biyachid ben mitzibur, whether it's a korban yachid, whether it's a korban sibur, in all of these situations, the Brisa says that the tzitz is meratza, implying that it can accept tumah. The dam, the korban, can accept tumah. Kasha, on Rav's understanding of Yosef ben Yoezer Yisreida, who said that they cannot accept Tumah on a Deraisa level. Kasha. So again, the Gemara gives the same text we gave a minute ago, Midrabbanan. This price is only talking about on a Derabbanan level. There, Rav would hold that Yosef ben Yoezer Yisreida says that the rabbis were not gozer on the Mashkin basement Bechaya on a Derabbanan level. But this Brisa says that they were gozer even on the Mashkin basement Bechaya on a Derabbanan level. So the two Brises are not disagreeing with Rav's basic idea that nobody says that liquids can accept on a daraisa level tumah, and there's only machlokas between the two brisas, between Rav Yosef ben Yoezer Yisreida and this brisa, as to whether the rabbis in fact were gozer on the mashkin basement b'chaya. Rav Yosef ben Yoezer Yisreida says no, and this brisa says yes, just like previously the opinion of Rav Yosef ben Yoezer was no, and the previous brisa also said that it can transmit tumah on a derabbanan level, even the mashkin basement b'chaya. Try again. Toshma. We have another pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'nosa Aaron es avon hakodoshim." By Aaron HaKohen, Kohen Gadol, wearing the tzitz, is able to go and carry the Avon HaKadoshim. What does this mean? He can carry the Avon HaKadoshim and make it not such a terrible thing. What exactly does the tzitz meratz on? Now, there's pigol, there's noser, and tomei. So, im avon pigol, if you're talking about that the tzitz is meratzo on the sin of pigol, if somebody was mefagel, he had an improper chutz luzmano type of a machshava when they were doing the avoda, so that would make it an issur karis to go and eat this karban. So, is the tzitz meratzo on that? No. Hare kar nemar, lo yiratza. There's no way that you can ever eat that karban. It's pigol, that's it. End of the discussion. Im avon noser, if you're telling me that the tzitz of the ratza on meat that was beyond its time and it's noser and it has to be burned, no, harei kar nemar lo yechoshed. There's no way to correct that. So the avonos of pigul and noser cannot be corrected by the tzitz. The only thing that's left, therefore ha'enu nose, the only possible thing that's left is ela avon tumah. And this is because shehutru miklal b'tzibur, because we find that sometimes, as opposed to pigul, which is never yiratzah, as opposed to nosar, which is never yichashev, we do find that tumah is hutru b'tzibur. If the entire population, or majority of the population of Chai Yisrael is tamei, so then you can actually bring certain korbanos, even though they're tamei. So since tumah, under certain circumstances, is able to be meratzah, so to say, hutru b'tzibur, so to over here, when the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol is meratzah for something, nos aron ha-kohen, es avon ha-kodoshim, my lav, what's it talking about, this ratza? Lav tumas dam, isn't it talking about tumas dam? Now here clearly you see that tumas dam is daraisa. The pasuk says, it's talking about on a daraisa level. You can't tell me here it's the rabbanon. So kashon rav. Someone says, no kasha again. Omer rapapa, rapapa says lo. We're not talking here about the dam. You know what we're talking about? Tumas kimotsim. We're talking about kemitza. Kemitza is the part of a flower offering, of a mincha, that the kohen takes off with his hands, he takes off with the three middle fingers, he wipes away with the thumb on the top and the pinky on the bottom, he sticks his hand into the flour offering, and he pulls out the flour offering, and that's known as the kmitza, and this kmitza is sacrificed up on the mizbeach. Now this kmitza is a solid, it's not a liquid, and this kmitza becomes tamei, and you put it on the mizbeach, it's nevertheless, it's miratza. So that's what Venos Aaron and Savona Kodoshim is talking about, kmitza, tumah of kmitza. But liquids, min ha-Torah, min daraisa, liquids don't accept tumah, rav is okay. We'll try again. Toshma, we have the following braisa. Here we have historical discussion that's found in Chagai. Chagai, when they returned for the second base of Migdash, the rebuilding of the second base of Migdash, so the Kohanim need to know the halachas. So Chagai asked the Kohanim, do you know the halachas? So he asked them, hein yisa ish bisar kodesh, if a person were to go and take this bisar kodesh, so Rashi tells us, is basically a Lashon Sagi Nor. It is a euphemism over here for a sheretz. Bisar Kodesh is saying, oh, this holy meat. In other words, it was the tumah of sheretz. And it was Bechanaf Big, though it was on the corner of his garment. And if he takes this sheretz and he touches the Noga Bechnofo, he takes this sheretz, which is on the corner of his garment, and he touches El Alechem, so he turns Alechem into a Rishon. Vela Nozit, he takes some sort of a dish, some sort of a stew over here, and touches that with the bread, turns that into a Sheni. And then Vel Hayayin, he then touches that to the wine, making the wine into a Shlishi. And then the El Shemen, the El Komaichel, he touches then that Shlishi wine, touches Shemen as Revi, or El Komaichel, Rashi lumps them together, Shemen El Komaichel, he says he makes either Shemen or something else into Revi. Tos is a different way of understanding this, but it comes to the same conclusion. Chagai is asking them, the Kohanim, is a Revi going to be Tomei or Tar? So Hayikdash, is it Tomei? Is this fourth level, this Revi level, Tomei or Tar? Vayanu HaKohanim, the Kohanim said, no, Vayomu lo, it's not. The pasuk doesn't have the word yikdash, so we delete that. So, in other words, the Kohanim were asked, does the Revi metame by kachim? And they said, no. We turn to the Omer Aleph. The Omer Rav said they made a mistake. Ishtabesh Kohanim, the Kohanim were wrong. A Revi can become tame. Now, we're talking here about liquids. Chagai said, does it become tame? And they said no, and the answer is yes, but this is yayin and shemen, these are liquids. So you see clearly, midaraisa said they can become tame. Someone says, no, who's answering this over here? Rav said they made a mistake. Midi hu time el Rav. This is going according to the sheet of Rav. Rav's sheet is Rav Mashke, basement b'chayet tani. Rav only was talking about the Mashke with the basement b'chayet. Dam and Mayim. But he agrees. You have to look carefully at the words. Rav Mashke Beis Mit Bechaya, the dam of the Beis Mit Bechaya, the dam and the mayim of the Beis Mit Bechaya. That's where Rav said that they're not capable of being accepting Tumah Midaraisa according to Rav Yosef Ben Rezi Shreda. Avo Mashke Beis Mid Bechaya, but the Mid Bechaya is the Mizbeach. Mitbach is like the kitchen, the area on the side. Mid Bechaya is the Mizbeach. That is Mitame. So Yayin and Shemin can accept Tumah Midaraisa, but Dam and Mayim cannot. And that's how Rav is Mitaritz, and therefore Rav was able to get out of all the questions that we posed to him. Rav Lashitasu says that Mayim and Dam cannot accept Tumah on a Daraisa level. Shmuel says they can accept Tumah on a Daraisa level. And both agree that they can't, according to Rabbi Yosef Ben Yerezer, each Sreda, transmit it on a Daraisa level. On a Darabana level, that's a different story. That's what we had. Rabbi Yosef Ben Yerezer said that they made Xera that the Mashkim base Mit Bechaya cannot transmit on the Darabana level. But, in fact, the opinion of the other Tanoim that we brought down is that it can transmit on a Darabana level. With that, we conclude today's shiur.